Today's share in the Dear Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, starting a brand new siman, Tof Reish Lamed Gimel, which deals with the height of the sukkah, Din Gova HaSukkah. We begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Sukkah Shi Gavoa. If you have a sukkah that has a height, Lamala Ne Esrim Amah, that is more than 20 Amah. We'll see, we're talking about the airspace from the ground of this sukkah, wherever the ground is defined, up until the first touching of the schach. If that airspace in between the ground and the bottom of the schach is more than 20 amah, lamala me'esrim amah, psula. That's not a kosher sukkah. Mishnah Berurah will give several reasons why it's not. First two that he'll reject, and then the third one, which is the bottom line. And this is true. The height of the sukkah doesn't depend on the length and width of the sukkah. Bein shi gadola, bein shi katana. This is true whether it's a large sukkah or a small sukkah in terms of its area. Furthermore, this is also true. The height has to be not more than 20 amah. This is true whether you have bein shemachitos magiyos l'schach, bein shein magiyos l'schach, whether the walls reach the schach or the walls don't reach the schach. We learned previously that the walls do not have to get close to the schach as long as the walls are within at least 3 tefachim of the bottom of the ground, of the floor. So you have the principle of lavud. Gedi can't go underneath it. And you then have to have at least 10 total tefachim of halachically acceptable wall, which could mean that even with the principle of lavud, let's say 2.9, if you have 7.1 of wall, you're perfectly good because it reaches a total of 10 tefachim above the ground. And then the schach could be much, much higher. But as long as the airspace between the ground and the bottom of the schach is less than 20 amah or 20 or less amah, so then you are okay. Now, it's also true, Aval Esrim Ksheira, exactly 20 would be acceptable. And he says, Vafilu Kol Schacha Lamala Miyesim, even if the majority of the Schach is above 20, Kivin Shein B'chalala Ela Esrim, as long as the space is 20 Amma or less from the ground up to the bottom of the Schach, it is a Kasher Sukkah. Now that was quite a mouthful. Let's go look now at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nalav tells us, Hainu Shoyo Chalala Shal Sukkah Yosim Yesim Amma. If the again, airspace in between the ground, whatever you define as the ground of the sukkah, until the bottom of the schach is more than 20 amah, it is no good. Now, how do we define this? The Shabur tells us, Sivkot and Beis, an amah here that we're dealing with, the amah could be sometimes 5 tefachim, sometimes 6 tefachim, and even within the amah of 6 tefachim, you can have what we call sochakim, or you can have mitzum tzomos. You can have a loose amah of 6 tefachim, which we'll define in a moment, or a tighter amah. So, in the Beis HaMikdash, they also had additional amas when they were dealing with exchanges of materials, so precious materials. So they always wanted to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash didn't get the short end of the exchange. So the person who was giving gold or silver to the Beis HaMikdash always had to give a slightly larger ama. When you're dealing with other materials which weren't so expensive, they had to give even a slightly larger ama. And here we're dealing just with a 5 or 6 tefach ama, and then within the 6 tefach ama, whether it was a tight or a somewhat looser ama. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us of cotton base that the ama that we're dealing over here is bas shisha tefachim, and it's the type of ama that is made up of tefachim that are mitzum tzomos, which means that we're dealing here with 6 tefachim. Tefachim are defined as 4 thumbs. Many people, they put up their fist, they say, oh, an amma is the size of a fist without the thumb. But no, it's in fact, you can't do a tefach by yourself. You have to do 4 etzbos to make up an amma, and these 4 etzbos are the 4 thumbs. There is another definition that says it's 5 of the middle finger and 6 of the pinky, but we generally use those are all the same. They all add up to be the same. And we generally use the 4 etzbos, which are the 4 gedilim, 4 thumbs. And they have to be mitzum tzomos. They have to be tightly packed together. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion Osala says, Hainu, kishichoshim dalet etzbos, which are gudolim b'mokom arochav. You take the thumb at its widest point, at the point where the joint of the thumb is. So the tefach, that makes up 1 tefach, and you, ha'etzbos, devukim zebzeh, they have to be tightly pressed together. And that is how you define this amma that we're dealing with in sukkah. The lechumra, because here, we're dealing over here, we don't want to have it more than the 20 amma, so we go lechumra, is going to take the smaller, tighter 6 tefach amma. Ukidel b'simin shin samach gimel sif chaf vav, like this was discussed previously. Shaar Tzion continues in Oz Beis, And he tells us, when you're dealing with the wall of the sukkah, thou came the inyan asara tvachim gova, the minimal height of the wall has to be 10 tvachim, that we learned previously and we'll learn again in Siv Ches. It says, linyan zayin al zayin tvachim berivua, and likewise, when you're dealing with the width of the sukkah, it has to be at least 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, as we will learn in Siman Tov Rishlam Medalim, but we've also learned previously. He says, there, b'inan dafka shiyu hatvachim meruvachim. There, since we're going l'chumra azlinon, you have to take the larger measure. Here, a larger measure would be a kula, so therefore we take the tighter measure of the tvachim that are what we call mitzumtzamin. But there, when you're dealing to make sure you have a minimum size of the sukkah, either in the height of the wall or in the width of the sukkah, you have to use miruvachim. V'hem yosir la mitzumtzamin. How much more a difference is there between the tight ones, the mitzumtzamin, and the miruvachim, or some will call them sochakos? So how much is the difference? V'hem yosir la mitzumtzamin chatzi etzba li'ama. In every ama, in other words, in every six tvachim, the difference between whether they're tight or whether they're loose is a half of an etzba. This is brought down by the Prima Gaudim. In Dirshu footnote number 2, he tells you what are the practical amounts of these measures. So he brings down, we have famous machlokas throughout, measurements between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah, both Zatzal, great Gedolim. So according to Chazon Ish, which is brought down in the Sefer Shiur HaMitzvos, that the shear of a sukkah has to be at least 70 centimeters orech al 70 centimeters rochav. So that's the 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So each tefach here is going to be about 10 centimeters. We had said previously this concept in a previous shear. And therefore, l'kol apachos, you're going to have, technically it's 69.1 centimeters, and he says v'shir gova, the 10 tvachim, has to be about 10 times 10 centimeters, so it's going to be about 100 centimeters. It technically comes out to 98.2 centimeters when you take into account the slight, a little bit less than 10 centimeters for a tefach. And he brings down, one should not be makel on this. On the other hand, the Goyen Rav Chaim Noah, also wrote down the Shiurei Torah, says that the rochav, or the 7 by 7 tvachim, is 57.2 centimeters by 57.2 centimeters, and the 10 tvachim height is 81.66 centimeters. And therefore, according to these opinions, you have a slightly larger minimum requirement for the Chazon Ish than you do Rav Chaim Noah. It brings down, what is the total height of the 20 amah that we've been talking with? So here you have to go to use Rav Chaim Noah's shiurim, so this would be about 9.4 meters. And even the Chazon Ish says in this situation, because this is the Daraisa, that you should be machmir to use the smaller shiur of Rav Chaim Noah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gilon. He tells us that it doesn't make a difference over here whether the sukkah has a larger length or width. The height requirement remains exactly the same. It can't be more than 20 amah. So Rosh Shlomo, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Mechaber is teaching us over here, lafukim iman de'om, as opposed to, there are three different reasons why the sukkah can't be a height of 20 amah. According to the first two reasons, the length and width of the sukkah would impact the height of the sukkah. So, lafukim iman diyama, as opposed to the opinion that says that the tam, the reasoning, pasul gova, basukkah, yosemi yesum, the reason why a sukkah can't be more than 20 amma tall, from the ground up into the bottom of the schach, humashum de ain't silo mispashit l'cholakarcha shetachtov, because in this way, it's so high up that the sun's rays will get around it, and you'll have so much more sun at the bottom, olerubo mitol gova, or the majority of it will be sun at the bottom, because the schach is so high up that the sun's rays go around it, and at the bottom it doesn't look like there's a roof even. And because therefore the height is going to make it that it doesn't look like you have more tzel than you have chama. Vatzel urak machmas adefanos, and any shade that's there, people are going to say that's not from the schach, that's from the walls. And therefore, if it was a tightly smaller sukkah, then the walls would definitely do it. But if the walls were very, very far away, because it's a very large sukkah in length and width, so then you wouldn't have that concern. And we need to have the shade from the sukkah. So therefore, as I just said, if it's a very large sukkah length and width, then even if it's more than 20 amot, it should be fine, because the walls aren't providing any shade. The walls are 200 feet away. The kivan shesukkah ruchava, the sukkah is a very, very big sukkah. Tzel hatfanos misrachek meyamtzah, the walls aren't really providing any shade. The tzel haschach misbashit bo, and it's any shade in the sukkah is coming from the top, because the walls are so far away. So therefore, that can't be the reason. And likewise, there's another opinion that says the reason why a sukkah can't be more than 20 amma is mishum delo shalto de eina mitoch gavo. A person doesn't see it because it's so high up, and your eyes don't look over there. Being a roish yoshev tachas ischak, and it doesn't look to the person's eye that he's underneath the schach because it's too high up. According to this, mitzvah sokisha yira, you have to see the schach, the yizkar, like the sheet of the Bach, that you must know that you're sitting in the sukkah, that represents the anani yakavot. Kivasukos teshu, shivas yamin. So therefore, the pasuk says, kivasukos ho shiva kodesh baruch hu es avuseinu. And therefore, you must know that. So according to this second reasoning, you also, the length and the width would determine whether you'd see the schach. If the walls go all the way up to the schach, so let's say the schach was 25 amas, but the walls go all the way up to the 25 amas, then your eyes would see it. The person is going to see it. He'll keep on looking up and up. There's the schach. According to this opinion, he would see the schach at the top, and therefore it should be good, even if it's 25 amas. And therefore, the Mishnah says we don't paskin in this situation like these two shitos. Like these first two, Ella Tam Psul Yosem Yesum. The reason that a sukkah can't be more than 20 amma high, the schach from the ground, whom mishum the sukkah dira saroy brina, because the sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling. And ad esrim up to 20 amma shiro chachom shein sorach litin leiv kokach achizuch hamachitzas v'daya mochitzas konim. Until then, it's not a big deal of how sturdy the sukkah is. It'll be sturdy enough that it won't flow down a normal wind, but you're not going to really have to make it very, very sturdy because the schach is not that high up, and therefore it does not be so sturdy, the walls. However, if the schach is more than 20 amma, so then the yosem can tzorich lasus haksolim chazokim kein bayis, then you have to make the walls very, very sturdy. Shelo yiplu mirov govan, that they shouldn't fall down because they're so tall, they have to be very sturdy. And if he times that, now according to this reasoning, we have to understand, doesn't make a difference in length and width of the sukkah. Even if the walls reach the schach, or even if the sukkah is very, very large, that would even make it sturdier. So therefore, the problem over here is diras keva versus diras aroy, and that's irrelevant to how tall the walls are, or how wide and the width and the length of the sukkah is. We call Malkum, the Mishnah concludes, and he says, if you're making it less than 20 amma, we also had the funus chazokim kein bayis kosher. Even if it's less than 20 amma, then even if the walls are very sturdy, it's still not a problem. Shari ev shahayolo lasos daroy. You could have made the walls less sturdy. Again, it must stand up in a ruach metzuya, regular wind, but it doesn't have to be cement walls. Velo hikpid rachmona, and the Torah only objected if we make the walls too sturdy, if it's very high. El hechid the muchrachu lasos keva, that you had to make the walls very, very high. Kemo bilamala miyesim, like if it was more than 20 amma. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet, and he says, how could the walls not reach the top? So he says, Vaschach toli al konim gvom. You have, for example, posts, and the schach is held up by these four posts and not by the walls itself. And if it's less than 20 amas, this is perfectly good. The walls do not have to touch the schach. Kosher is absolutely okay. Uchidel besimin tofer islam et siftes, as we've already learned previously. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, if the schach is more than 20 amma above the floor of the sukkah, but the hutzin, the various Ramah tells us, pirish anofim kitanim, little branches, ima'olin, with the leaves, shalahem, of these schach, are within yardim lamata, are within the 20 amma area. So then, if you just view the part that's within the 20 amma, im si loson meruba mechamoson, so then ksheira. If the hutsin that are coming down provide more shade than there is sun, so then despite the fact that the rest of the schach is more than 20 amma, that's perfectly good. But the imlav, if these little hutsin that come down really are insignificant and really don't provide the schach, so then we have to say that the majority of the schach, the significant part of the schach, is above 20 amma, and therefore that's no good. The imlav psula. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Hey, Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, She'im nimdod ad hatutzin, if you were to calculate from the floor up to the bottom of these hutzin, and then leka halal yosem yesem, then it's less than 20 amma, so then that would be perfectly acceptable because you have the schach within 20 amma. It's not more than 20 amma. Siv Katan Vav, however, vim tzilasin v'chule, if that is only acceptable if this hutsin that are coming down are significant, that silosin's meruvim chamasin. And the Mishmur tells us, Pirush shel osin hutzin. We're talking about these hutzin themselves, the part that's within 20 amma. E shoklis l'schach elyon, if you were to remove the schach that is above 20 amma, if still yet silosin merubim mechamosin, the hutzin would still provide adequate schach themselves. So then, perfectly good. Ksheirut, doesn't bother us that there's some schach above 20, as long as you have below 20, 20 or below, you have kosher schach. The maninan esrim mehem ulamata, because you count the 20 over here from that point and below. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. This concludes today's shir.